Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Your Dunamis Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamis Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
And I'm Katherine Pearson. I'm the Discerning Childbirth Educator and Wellness Coach here at Dunamis Center Ministries. Here at Dunamis Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we lately have been wanting to talk a little bit more about why do we call our show Your Dunamis Life?
Yeah.
And let our listeners understand why we pick some of the topics that we pick to discuss. And, you know, a Dunamis Life is a life lived in the Spirit of Christ, basically.
Simply stated.
And a lot of people ask us why AS, because they're so used to Dunamis, which is the IS ending that, you know, you often see in the Greek translation in the scriptures.
D-U-N-A-M-I-S.
Yes. Even in the Ephesians 3:16, which is one of our key verses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, I learned along the way that, first of all, God said D-U-N-A-M-A-S, and then I was confused as well. So I can understand why people are confused. But at the same time, once I did some research on it, I discovered that the AS ending is the conjunction of the verb, meaning we already are filled with the Holy Spirit. So we don't have to keep praying for that or asking for it. We just need to live it out.
Yeah.
And so that's what we try to do here at the Dunamis Center when we say we want to bring praise, honor, and glory to God. And on our radio show, Your Dunamis Life, we want to help you live it out as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I announced last week we now have a trademark on it, so there you go. And I'm excited. It took a lot of work. But go ahead, Catherine.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, just move in it. You know, you have the Spirit in you if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. So move forward in knowing that.
Exactly. And to act on your prayers and to act on the information. So part of what you get here is you get information, which this show is going to be, you know, got a lot of information in it. And you're going to share some of that in a minute. But we also want to talk about what does Scripture have to say and how do we live it out in our Dunamis life? You know, how do we live these topics out? Or is God challenging me? And what should I do with the challenge? And it's very easy for us, especially in the United States, to get really caught up in the ways of man.
Very easy.
Yeah. And it's very easy to think that seems right.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much logic behind it. There's so much logic behind what we do and the science. And I love when I can say, oh, science finally caught up with the Word of God, did it? because we know the Word of God tells us that He's going to make the foolishness of the wise, of the foolishness of the fool look wise.
Yeah.
And the wisdom of the wise will become foolishness.
Right.
And so when we're looking at these scientific studies, and that's some of what we're going to talk about, we have to remember that is God's word supporting it or making it foolishness?
Right.
Yeah.
So very well stated.
Yeah. So we have to keep that in mind as we go. So today, before we go into the topic, I also wanted to mention again our three pillars, because this is off of one of our pillars.
Yeah.
And we call those the pillars, which sort of hold up our Dunamis life and what God gave us to do. And it's marriage, childbirth, and biblical wellness.
Yeah.
They all are interlinked.
Mm-hmm.
So today our topic on basal metabolic index, is that what it stands for?
Body mass index,
okay, yeah. It's a biblical wellness pillar that we want to talk about, even though the BMI is not a biblical concept. And maybe by the time we break it down, who knows what you'll do with it. But we'll go.
Right. I was thinking that this show would be more information sharing than necessarily let's take a stance on whether it's right, wrong good,
right.
Bad. Just here's some information and really prayerfully consider what God might do with it for you.
That sounds good.
So, yeah, as you mentioned, so body mass index, which a lot of our listeners may be familiar with, is a measurement can tend to tell us if a person is obese or not obese, but really it's a little bit, as we go into this topic, we'll try and break down that that's a little bit of an imperfect measure.
Right. And I think this is an important topic because we're all running into this, aren't we? We go to the doctor, they want to measure our BMI. We go to the gym, they want to measure our BMI. I've been to my chiropractor, and occasionally he wants to measure the BMI. And I've always kind of thought, and really, what is that telling anybody about anything?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's just my thought. But you've got some of the background of how this developed, because I was wondering, what the heck? Okay, where did
this
come from?
And you know what? It was actually first developed in the 1800s.
Wow.
Between 1830 and 1850, there was a Belgian mathematician by the name of Adolf Quetelet. Or something thereof.
Something
I'm sure
like
I just butchered his name. he was developing this back in the 1800s. It started there. But in July of 1972, there was an American scientist by the name of Ansel Keys. Just as a scientist, he studied the influence of diet on health, which to me I find particularly fascinating. You know, how is our health influenced by what we eat?
And you know, for me, it's also your mental health and how that's influenced by what you eat.
Oh, so true.
Yeah.
So Ansel Keys coined the phrase BMI, Body Mass Index. Mm. What I found interesting to learn is that he, in his article, he was promoting this topic, this study of body mass index, as being appropriate as a population study and not as an individual evaluation.
Right.
So to say, well, in the United States, in general, our body mass index looks about like this.
Okay.
Or compared to China or Europe or et cetera.
Right.
But I find it really interesting that, as our American culture does a lot of times, we have taken this, what was, you know, a tool for the general population, and we've really specified it to be for an individual as a driving force of whether you're healthy or not healthy.
Right, and to measure, are we obese or are we not, and that it really can go very wrong when we start to take it on an individual level.
Right, exactly, because there's so many factors included in your health.
Right.
You know, it's not just how tall you are and how much you weigh, which is what body mass index, those are the only two numbers that body mass index uses to determine obesity or not obesity. But there's so many more factors. You know, your weight is made up of your bones and your
internal organs and your brain even can be different sizes and weigh different.
And your fluid and your muscle mass. And
yeah.
There's just so many different components.
So even if I were at what, quote unquote, should be an ideal weight, which I am not, I'm working on it, but I'm not, I'm a large boned person. So I could be like on the low end of a weight or even below weight for me personally, which has happened in the past. And this BMI would either say I was healthy or it would say I was still too fat because I have large, heavy skeletal structure.
Right. Okay. And there's also, you know, there's bodybuilders who have amazing muscle mass. You know, they're just mostly muscle, which would tend to give them a higher weight maybe for their height. But that doesn't mean that they're unhealthy because they just have a whole bunch of muscle mass that's there and not excess fat.
Well, and I remember one time actually at a church I was at, a guy who was a nutrition exercise coach did a class, and he talked about that. You know, you looked at him and he was very muscular and he looked fantastic and he was eating well, and he said, the BMI says I'm obese. I remember him saying that, and everybody in the class was like, what? He goes, so you can't, he was even, this was probably 5 years ago, was saying, you can't take the BMI because look at me, I work out, and it says I'm obese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that now, you know, you've got some of this background development on it.
Yeah, this is a recent article from February 2016.
Yeah.
You know, that's talking about, or maybe reiterating, the fact that body mass index is one number.
Right.
One indicator, but certainly not the only one.
Right, because one of the things I find interesting when you look into this is you could also have somebody who is relatively thin, but they may have a lot of fat around their heart. like maybe they just burn calories up very quickly, but if they're not eating the right kinds of foods, then they could have fat on the heart, which then is unhealthy for the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you look at them and you think, wow, they look really great.
To read a line from this article, it says, we should be looking specifically for excess fat and whether it's disproportionately lodged around the midsection. So it's not just whether there's excess fat, but where is it? Like you said, mm-hmm. is it around their heart? Is it around their internal organs and their,
right.
around their waist and their stomach? Or is it, you know, different people carry weight in different places. If it's around your hips and your tush, then maybe it's not quite as severe.
Yeah, it's not as big of an issue. So, and I'm also now thinking of the opposite. Several people I know, extremely thin,
mm-hmm.
their metabolic rate is so high
mm-hmm.
that they almost cannot eat enough calories in the day to stay on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched them eat. These are not anorexics. These are people who are like eating constantly.
Yeah.
And they can't put weight on. And then you would look at them and go, oh, they look great because they're so thin. But they're not healthy, and they will be the first ones to tell you that it is so difficult for them to maintain health.
Right. Well, and hopefully those people are not eating just to add weight, but they're also eating calories that are beneficial to their health.
Well, unfortunately, they start eating just for calories.
Yeah.
Because one young man told me that he had to eat almost 5,000 calories a day just to not lose weight.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was very tall and very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't like to eat. It wasn't fun for him because it was a job.
Yeah.
To keep weight on. And so I could see those people, you would do a BMI on them and go, oh, your BMI looks really good. Oh. And they're struggling.
Right. Or it might say that they're underweight.
Which they probably are.
Right. But then it would, like you were saying, cause them to try to eat just for that number.
Right.
But let's try and think about the overall health picture.
Exactly. Right. And so what should that diet look like for them?
Mm-hmm.
They would need a bulking up diet or something like that, but that contains healthy food. So they could end up not having enough fat on their heart, or the wrong kind again, because they're eating the pastries and whatever just for calories, and
mm-hmm.
then they end up with the wrong kinds of calories.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see how BMI could really be misrepresented on both sides.
Definitely. This article also goes on to talk about it is important not just to measure BMI, but to look at other, like I was saying, like what is your waist measurement? Versus your hip measurement.
Right.
And there are several ways to measure your waist and
right.
do it accurately and all that. And if you really want more information about that, feel free to email me. That's Catherine Pearson at dunamoscenter.com.
And Dunamos is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S.
Yep.
.com.
But so. We won't go into all that detail right now.
We'll get into it. And and I think that what we're talking about too is this is a measure that a man created, or men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we tend to be very like, oh, look what this man came up with, and science backs it up. But as I said earlier, that's not always the way that the Lord wants us to go.
Right.
And
very, very true. What is the Lord leading you to eat? What is the Lord leading you to do as far as exercise?
Right.
Those are all very important factors.
Because I can be a silly Christian like anybody else can. I remember one time sitting on my exercise machine and and saying to God, why can't you just take the weight off of me?
And what did he say in response?
He said, do your part. We all have to do our part.
Yeah.
So if we look at a measure and we just pray for that, even if I were to just pray for that number, that BMI number, I might not be, well, first of all, I know I'm not praying what God really wants me to do.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm not focusing on what are the steps that I need to take for that overall health that you were talking about. What's the dietary steps? What's the exercise steps? What's that sort of thing? And how do I strengthen self? So, Catherine, let's move into talking a little bit more about how do we find out what God wants for us after we give the people our contact information.
Definitely. So on Facebook, you can search Dunamos Center Ministries. Dunamas, again, is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S, and that will bring up our page, and you can find out more about us.
Yes.
On Twitter, go to @YourDunamasLife. The email to reach us as a radio show is dunamaslife@dunamascenter.com. You can also find lots of great information on our website, which is, again, dunamascenter.com.
And one of the things you can find there, Catherine, is our workbook on Proverbs, to study Proverbs. It's called Truth or Consequences, or Choices and Consequences. Sorry, I got stuck on the TV show from when I was a kid. Anyway, you're probably too young. No, Truth or Consequences was the name of the show. But it's Choices and Consequences, and it's a walkthrough chapter by chapter. And one of the reasons I think it applies here is it really helps us with how do we hear God and how do we obey God, and what are the consequences when we obey God, and what are the consequences when we do not obey God. And so we're talking about like a BMI, and it's a man-made measure, and it can be a tool, but are we really then obedient to what God wants us to do? So if you go to the website, dunamascenter.com, go to the shopping cart, it's just $19, and it's a really good verse-by-verse study to break that down.
Yeah, I hope you find some wisdom for yourself in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one more quick piece of contact information is the telephone. That number is 719-231-7183.
Yes, you can always call, and you'll usually get our wonderful Sharon on the phone, our radio producer and my right arm, and she will hook you up with whatever you need, whether it's your marriage counseling or like if they want to talk to you about some nutritional things or birthing or whatever. She's our go-to get everything done person.
Definitely.
You know, let's move into some of what are we doing here? Because the Bible says in Isaiah that in chapter 2, in verse 22, turn away from mortals who have only breath in their nostrils, for of what account are they? So does that mean that we don't listen to anything that comes out of science?
No, no. I think it should be used as a tool. Maybe an indicator,
right?
But really, ultimately, what is God telling you?
Right. And so a lot of times I see Christians get very hung up on techniques and systems like this. It might be right for them. And I think that's what we sometimes miss in the church, is that there are things in Scripture that every Christian has to do. And if you're not doing them, they're very clearly outlined as sin of omission or sin of commission, you know,
right.
And those things all of us need to pay attention to. But then there's a lot of area of what is God doing with me?
Definitely.
And the individuality of who we are to God. Now, you could just look in the room that I'm sitting in right now. There's four of us in this room, and you would definitely see that none of us are alike at all as far as this BMI or our physical structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your husband who shared with you a couple weeks ago when I was out of town, he's tall and thin, and his BMI would probably come out great. But yet sometimes we're struggling with what choices of food are going to be the healthiest.
Yeah.
All of us do.
Yeah.
You're kind of shorter than the rest of us.
And so
you're going to be in a different structure. And Sharon and I are both overweight. And it's like we try to get, what does God want us to do for our bodies? And it's easy to get off track. You know, the world get busy, get off track, you get an injury. So if I found something that really worked well for me, and I go around saying, oh, the three of you have to do exactly what I'm doing. It's going to work for you. I'm just telling you, it's going to be great. You just have to do X, Y, Z. First, you're going to start by measuring your BMI. Then we're all doing the same thing, but we're all different.
Yeah.
And so it may not work.
It's so true, because what works for one person absolutely does not work for other people. And we've talked about that, I think, a number of times in our recent shows in the past. Vaccines, and it's individual.
Right.
There's an individual choice that's right for you.
Right. And that's our Dunamis life. Our Dunamis life is, I sit in the Spirit and I hear what the Spirit has to say to me. The Spirit of God is going to tell me what I need for me. So let me go back to sitting on my weight machine and hearing the Lord, you know, and asking the Lord, what do I do for my body? Well, there's certain ways I need to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain ways I should be eating. But it can be extremely overwhelming, can't it? Measure my BMI and say you're fat. Get it fixed.
Okay, then what? Right? There's a whole lot of implications to just saying, well, fix your BMI.
Right.
Well, how? And how for me?
Exactly.
And that's what I think we really need to, like you were saying, sit with the Lord. And
so a lot of people will say, well, then how do you know you're hearing from God? Or how do you know what you're hearing?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I like, if you're going to say, what should I weigh? Because BMI is only going to measure this height weight thing, and it's not really going to measure, is this the right weight for me?
Right. And as we know, we can't change our height, really.
No.
It's difficult. I guess you could. Some people shrink, I suppose, as they get older, but...
put us on a rack.
But our height kind of is what it is. So what do we do with the weight that we...
Right. And how much weight am I supposed to carry versus someone else who's my same height?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I have a friend. We're the same height. But if you took her pelvis, it would fit inside of mine.
Wow.
Okay, just because she's thinner, narrower.
Mm-hmm.
And she shows overweight a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's got a smaller bone structure and she's got a narrower back and she doesn't have as large of a skeleton.
Right, yeah.
So her ideal weight is at least 10 pounds lighter than mine.
Yeah.
But we're the same height.
Yeah.
If I were to go to her weight, I would be asked if I was anorexic. Hasn't happened in 30 years, but I have had it happen in the past, that I was so thin that I was underweight just from life.
Yeah.
And not because I was intentionally not eating, but people asked me if I was anorexic, and I was not. But the point is that there's a point where your structure is going to reflect a certain amount of weight differently than somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I think in our culture we struggle with that.
Yes, we do.
Because... we want to appear like celebrities, or we want to appear like someone that we look up to. But it's just not going to be that way necessarily.
Right.
Unless you have exactly the same bone structure, exactly the same metabolic rate.
Yes.
Et cetera.
So one of the things that I find extremely helpful is if I say, okay, how much am I supposed to weigh? And if I were to say, Catherine, Sharon, I want you to pray for 3 days and ask the Lord what I should weigh. And I'm going to say, Lord, what should I weigh? A number is going to come into our heads.
Yeah.
And I can pretty much guarantee you it'd be the same number.
Right.
And I've done that in the past, and that is what's happened.
Yeah.
So you could look at the charts, and the charts would say I'm supposed to weigh a certain weight. But I know from this exercise over the years, I know what God is saying.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I'm trying to live my Dunamos life, and we're all growing in it. But that's one way to know what's right for me. Because if we're all in the Spirit's going to tell us the same thing.
Right. The Spirit is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Right, exactly. So that's one way for us to be able to find out, well, what is God's ideal plan for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless somebody's way off, be like, okay, yeah, they weren't.
They heard their own number.
Their own number or the wrong spirit.
Yeah.
but pretty much if we say, you know, sincerely before the Lord, would you have your Holy Spirit tell me? Like if I said, how much should Catherine weigh?
Yeah.
Then he's going to give me a number that's going to be very close to what he's going to give you.
Yeah. Probably within 5 pounds.
At least. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. around that time. So that's one way to say, well, what am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right. And so from there, what do you do?
Right. Then it's walking through, you know, if you do know that number, it's walking the steps to achieve the exercise level that you need to,
mm-hmm.
achieve the calories that you need to get to that number.
I was recently also reading, Catherine, that exercise is only 20% of your weight loss. Okay, so 80% of it is the diet. Now, that doesn't mean you don't exercise, because, again, we were talking about health is so much more than a measure of a number on a scale,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or a BMI number. It is a measure of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
How strong am I? Am I getting the right health and exercise? And I have never found that I lose weight when I work out, but I have found that I feel so good. Okay. I feel strong. I feel capable.
Probably mental clarity is good.
Yeah, clarity's better. My body, the way my body moves is better, of course, as I'm getting older. And I've done this a couple times to myself where you have a great exercise program for a number of years and then you start letting life get in the way of it.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon you realize you haven't been working out for 2 years. Now you have to start over again. I'm just going to tell you, the older you get, the harder that start over is.
Darn it.
Yeah. And so I'm back in it this year, getting a good start over. But I spent a lot of time saying, well, God, I want to do this workout. And then I would try it and I couldn't stick to it. And God knows what your body needs for how he wants to use you, too, as far as weightlifting versus aerobic versus toning and stretching. And you have to not just go the latest craze again of whatever the latest workout tape is on TV.
Yeah, that might be a way to, if you want to try something new, maybe kickstart mm-hmm. with that and see if it works mm-hmm. just to get yourself moving.
Right.
But like you said, it's what is best for me.
Yes, and God does know that. So again, if you sit down and you say something along the lines of, Jesus, I really want to be healthy for you. I want to be healthy the way you want me to be healthy. But I've, you know, just be honest, I've been rebellious, I've been lazy, I've not wanted it to be your way, I've wanted it to be my way.
I wanted to sleep in the morning.
Yes, and I've wanted to eat that chocolate cake all day.
Mm.
And I've wanted to have my exercise routine look like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, I confess that that's a rebellion against you.
Yeah.
And that's my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, are you here for somebody like that? And then I have to get real quiet and wait to feel his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if I don't feel his presence, then I need to draw him in.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, are you here with me? Can you show me where you are? And every time you ask a question, stop talking and wait for an answer. And if an answer doesn't come, then pursue Jesus. Can you show me? Jesus, I really do want you here. Jesus, is there something blocking me? And sometimes it is that rebellion that's blocking that you've not gone after. It might be a bitterness or an unforgiveness. You may realize that. So whatever starts popping into your head, when you're pursuing connection with Jesus, trust it. You know, you're like, no, Jesus, I'm praying about my weight. Why did you bring up my mom when she yelled at my kids last Christmas? Well, because you have to forgive her for yelling at your kids last Christmas, and then he'll be more present with you. So your bitterness is getting in the way. And then once you know he's there, you can start asking him, Lord, what sort of workout should I have? Mm-hmm. And things will pop into your head. It's just amazing to me that when I was doing this before the first of the year, he just kept bringing me back to this one book that I already had and the routine. And I'm like, but I got to where it bored me. And then but I thought, why do I keep fighting with God? Why do I just not go set up my program based on what he's telling me to do?
Get started in it.
Yeah.
Just give it a try.
Yeah.
Right? And see if it's not a little bit more exciting than when you left it.
Right, because the Lord is saying he's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can see that, you can stick with it. And then, you know, no, I haven't completely changed my diet back yet, but it's because these things are so big. And Jesus is really okay with us doing what's called habit stacking. Build a habit in one area and then stack a new habit on it after you've built one.
Because
if it's too much, you just won't do any of them. So to my recommendation is just start one way or the other. What direction does he want you to start with? Diet, or does he want you to start with exercise? Know that first. And then how and what does that look like for your body?
Right, because as we've been saying this whole show, everybody's individual. The exercise plan that works for you is probably not going to work for me.
Right.
It might, but, you know, then there's also the eating plan, too. What works for you and what works for me, it's different.
Absolutely. So connect with Jesus and yourself and find out what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And thank you for listening today.